The Lumiere Films. If when constructing the cinematograph, the Lumiere brothers enjoyed the collaboration of good technicians of the family business, when disseminating them, they also took advantage of the logistical resources that their photographic company provided. Thus, they used their worldwide sales network to promote the device. They instructed company representatives in the use of the cinematographic for both recording and projecting images, and sent them around the world with the mission to take pictures, send them to the company headquarters in Lyon, and organize screenings at each place they visited. In 8 months, these operators spread film screenings around the world, from London to Moscow, the United States to India, Latin America to Japan, in cafes, in variety shows, in fairground booths, in music halls, theaters. These operators took advantage of their journeys to film landscapes, historical or political events, everyday life, that made up the catalog of Lumiere Films, which by 1897 contained 358 films. They were essentially documentaries, although we can also find a few short comical stories such as L'Arroseur Arrosé or The Waterer Watered. The Lumiere brothers thought that this craze for films would be over in a few years, that people would tire of always seeing the same things and would stop going to this kind of projection. They did not sense the enormous potential that cinema could offer as a new visual language in the field of art, entertainment, and communication. New creators gave film a new breath of life by strengthening the expressive and fascinating capacity of the motion picture. Georges Méliès was a forerunner to this.